A lot of people think, when I get my next $100,000 investment, I'll be able to build this product. It doesn't happen that way. You ultimately need to be a sustainable business if you want to do things for the long term. You can't just innovate without thinking that, hey, how do I actually make this a sustainable business model?
You're listening to the Innotopia podcast, brought to you by PayPal Innovation Lab. The PayPal Innovation Lab in Singapore closely follows innovation trends in the region and how they will shape and transform the global landscape of business and technology. The first season of the podcast will focus on stories of innovation by dreamers and doers based in Singapore. Why Singapore? Well, Singapore has often been regarded as the Silicon Valley of the East. Since 2016, she has continuously placed 8th on the Global Innovation Index. The city-state is also strategically situated among many of the fastest emerging markets, giving companies access to growing consumer markets and rising talent pools. Innovation does not happen overnight, and the Innotopia podcast aims to orchestrate more conversations among Asia-based innovators so that they can learn, practice, and empower one another on their ever-evolving journey. I'm your host, Kelly Ann, from the PayPal Innovation Lab. And this week, our guest is Joyce Tay, the Chief Strategy Officer at Startup X, an innovation consulting firm that provides a platform for startup founders to cultivate ideas and access necessary tools to build their startups successfully. In her role, she facilitates strategic partnership between startups and corporations to further enhance the thriving innovation ecosystem. They say Rome wasn't built in a day, and the startup community in Singapore also took time and patience to build up. It has taken years to grow the startup community. Now, things are starting to really take shape. According to a recently launched PayPal study titled Financial Health and the Future of Work in Singapore, Singapore is one of the few countries in the world that invested early and heavily in measures to help people navigate the fundamental change brought about by technological progress and demographic shifts. In our conversation, Joyce shared with me her observations on how these technological shifts have been generated from the startup community and how the younger generation has contributed to Singapore's ever-evolving innovation scene. Joyce's first foray into the startup community as a participant in Startup Weekend, a 54-hour weekend event, where groups of developers, business managers, marketing gurus, graphic artists form teams to create a startup business model, including working prototype to demo and present to a panel of judges, all within one weekend. It is community events like this where some of the Singapore's biggest startups like Carousel and Shopback were born. And it was there where Joyce found herself immersed and energized by the community. Hi, Joyce. Thank you for coming today.
Hello. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me here. Very, very excited to be on this podcast.
So I want to start with maybe you can tell audience who you are and what you do.
All right. So I'm Joyce. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer for Startup X. I was actually in the financial industry for about 6 years. You know, I was working towards the end of my corporate journey. I was, you know, doing financial consulting, working with fintech companies. And it also put me in a position to realize that, hey, there are a lot of people doing very exciting and fun stuff in technology and finance. And they are disrupting the old way of doing things. And, you know, having been in the financial industry for so long, I knew that the financial and insurance industry is one of the slowest to adopt or embrace any kind of new technology. And so it got me thinking that, hey, I want to be on the other side. I want to be the guys that are disrupting this industry that I'm already in. And I want to be doing fun and exciting stuff that future generations would adopt. And so I got out of corporate life. And I kickstarted my first few startups with varying levels of success. I've also been in corporate backed ventures. But in 2016, I participated in something called Startup Weekend. And so in Singapore, Startup Weekend started right around 2012. you have startups like Shopback and Carousel coming up on Startup Weekend. I got very, very passionate about wanting to also be able to support the entire startup community. So I started running Startup Weekend myself. And we grew the Startup Weekend community bigger and bigger each year. We realized that there was a lot of demand from people who wanted to build ideas, tackle challenges, and do something about, you know, the problems that they were facing in their daily lives. And we wanted to be able to provide that platform for them to start building these ideas. And so fast forward to 2018, we realized that there was a gap in the early stage ecosystem. What do you do after Startup Weekend? And that's when we started Startup X, really to provide a platform for early stage entrepreneurs.
What I'm hearing now is you were a startup founder. Mm-hmm. You found a community that could give you support. Then you're making the community bigger for a startup founder. Why does community drive you? Why do you want to do this?
That's a really awesome question. I think, you know, being in touch with so many people that are brimming with ideas and passion and the will to make something different gets me excited, because when they share about what problems they're trying to tackle, we get excited by that energy.
Maybe tell us about the challenge during this Startup X journey.
Mm-hmm. I think working with a lot of founders, we see a lot of passion, we see a lot of excitement, we see the will to want to do things differently. But oftentimes we also realize that people sometimes get blinded. You can't just innovate without thinking that, hey, how do I actually make this a sustainable business model? A lot of people think, when I get my next $100,000 investment, I'll be able to build this product. It doesn't happen that way.
A lot of people think founders can get rich quickly by building a startup. You know, to sell quickly or get listed quickly and then exit. Wow, that might have worked out for some. Most of business entrepreneurs are really in it for the long haul to fix a challenge and truly believe that their product or service can create impactful change. Meanwhile, many social entrepreneurs and purpose-driven innovators often put their impact at the forefront of their goals and forget the financial responsibilities and demands of an enterprise. So that's why creating lasting innovation that can revolutionize an industry and be sustainable requires both heart and hustle. You need a strong purpose to why you want to do things differently, and a solid foundation that is built up from a sustainable financial model. And if you achieve both, then your impact will be much more significant and rewarding in the long term.
So as a chief strategy officer mm-hmm. at Startup X, how do you see your position really help those founder and mm-hmm. the corporate to connect more efficiently?
Yeah. I interact with a lot of startup founders. I also work with a lot of different corporate partners and identify where I could connect the dots with these guys. So in 2019, we launched a sustainability accelerator with Temasek. With Temasek, I think it was just very interesting because they invest in companies that are very late stage. And here we are trying to come together to run a program for people that are just starting out. But what it really made us realize was that with a topic like sustainability, it affects everyone. People were excited to see whether, you know, some of these things could help potentially revolutionize the way their industry would move. It's great for us, it's great for the startups, it's great for the corporates as well. With the government in Singapore, I think definitely the government has taken a bigger stance in noticing and realizing that, hey, you know, there must be more concentrated effort and focus on these specific areas. And I think it just helps, you know, everyone within the ecosystem, whether you're a corporate person or whether you're men on the street, to realize that all of us have a part to play to help make sure that this world is a lot more sustainable in future.
I think this sustainability issue and food security issue mm-hmm. have been more and more since I moved to Singapore.
Yeah.
And why do you care about this?
I didn't used to care so much about, hey, you know, using another straw or taking away food in single-use plastics or styrofoam boxes. But the more I interact with these founders and the more I work with people who are very passionate about sustainability, I also see my own practices evolving over time. And we only have one opportunity to make things right for ourselves and for our future generations.
While innovation and startup entrepreneurship is a hot topic in Singapore, other topics like social impact and environmental sustainability are getting much more attention from the younger generation, especially among millennials and Gen Zs. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs for short, are often used as a blueprint for governments and companies to work on global objectives. And with Global Goal 9, which included a goal to foster innovation, we're starting to see more startups align themselves. The question here is Singapore, which is ahead of the curve in terms of innovation infrastructure, actually lagging behind in sustainability infrastructure? Or were initiatives like Sustainability Accelerator with Startup X and Temasek going to burst the next generation of impact-focused startups? And what kind of skill set is needed to find success in this new paradigm of business for good?
If you have to name a skill set that really help you to get where you are now, what is the skill set that?
Well, this is something that I think I've learned from my partners, and that is not taking no for an answer. When you don't take no for an answer, you try and find and figure out ways that you can go about your challenge. You try and figure out how you can get things done, and you know, it trains you to think out of the box. A couple of years ago, we wanted to run Startup Weekend in a venue. That venue was booked, you know, for a really huge conference. But that was the only weekend that we could actually do something, and it was the only venue that could accommodate a hackathon of that size. And I convinced myself that, hey, you know, it's not going to happen. We are probably going to have to find a separate date, move our event. And my partner said, no, you know, that's the perfect place that we can hold something, and we owe it to our participants to be able to create an experience for them. And he really showed me how he hustled. And, you know, somehow he managed to convince everyone to move your massive event for hours. And it taught me that, you know, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And all you have to do is hustle and try and get it done.
Yeah. They must be moved by your entrepreneurial
by your passion for our startup community.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Never take no as answer, no yeah. matter no.
Definitely. So just keep, you know, just keep trying, just keep hustling.
Okay, last question I'm very curious about is innovation. What does that mean to you?
Innovation is about solving problems. And oftentimes, if you have a really good problem, it's just about finding the right idea, finding the right fit, and finding the right, you know, solution that can solve that challenge. Oftentimes, some of the greatest, I think, innovation came about because there was a need to improve the lives of other people. And for me, innovation is about doing that, being able to challenge the status quo and make the world a better place.
Thank you for coming today, Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for having me. It was very, very fun.
Innovation is really about solving problems. And according to Joyce, you should never take no for an answer if you want to see change. But the most important thing when creating something new is funding the ecosystem around you to support your energy and ideas. At the PayPal Innovation Lab in Singapore, our initiatives range from research into machine learning and deep learning, and it's crucial for us to collaborate with ecosystem partners in the region to develop innovative products and services. Just like Startup X, we aim to equip people with the necessary tools and resources to manifest their ideas into reality, which also bring innovative talent and services back into PayPal's core businesses. I hope Joy's discovery can give you some new ideas on how to contribute and collaborate with your community to shape a better future. The startup generation has shown how interconnected we are as a people and as an ecosystem. With advance in technology, planet Earth has become a smaller, more interconnected playground with infinity possibilities for creation and invention. If you enjoy our podcast today, please subscribe and tell your friends about it. We're available on every major podcast app, as well as paypal-innovationlab.com. Special thanks to our producers from VS Story and our creative director, Grace Shao. I'm Kellyanne. Thank you for listening to Innotopia, brought to you by PayPal Innovation Lab. If you have any feedback or interested in sharing about your innovation journey, please email us at innotopia@paypal.com. Stay tuned for our next conversation with Mary Ruzik, a founder, mother, teacher, and head of data science and AI lab at Visa, on data and creativity in the Industry 4.0 era.
For the past 10 years, everything that we can do with digital devices, with new technology, with software, it generates a lot of data. So it's not just looking at statistics or tools to visualize data, but having very strong connections on how to interpret the data, how to drive outcomes of that data that you can really drive insight and execute on those.